Welcome to a Drop Tent Media production.
Hi, hello, welcome, Call to Bus, Neil Wood, Adam Nutter.
By the renewing of your mind,
the recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
Oh, here we go. Another day in the cult. Comedian Neil Wood, how you doing, people? Good to see you. And then we got Adam Nutter over there doing some stuff. Loving it. Flexing for the cameras. At home, you can hear those muscles straining. The tendons pulling. It's another week.
My shoulder doing that.
Yeah, you're going to ruin your whole back, buddy. You got to be careful. You got to be fair. You know, careful. Been running around doing shows, feeling good. How about you, buddy?
Good.
Nice.
Good, busy doing nothing.
Oh, very nice. It's summertime. It feels like the time to be doing it. You know what I mean? Just kind of get out or stay home. You know,
dude, it's that time. I got the pony cleaned. The Bronc officially.
No. Just no. We're not doing that. We're just not doing that. We are not doing. For if you're new to this podcast, we're two quote unquote comedians. I know you thought I was going to say cult leaders. We might be starting cults, whatever. You know, jump on in here, enjoy. But we are at no point calling Adam's car the pony or whatever. No.
Is it a horse?
We're not doing that.
Is it a horse?
We're just not, buddy.
Is it a horse?
I'm not doing that. And I'm also not doing this with you anymore.
What?
I'm not doing the I have to yes and you. I don't need to.
Fine.
I'm not. Okay, fine. No. Mustang, right, like Broncos now. Okay. Broncos to me are not horses. That's what I'm changing. I am specifically moving. They're not horses. They're large dogs.
Tell the city of Denver that.
I will tell city of Denver. Broncos are large dogs now.
Tell
there
John
we go.
Elway that. How dare
good.
You?
John Elway. Hey.
His teeth match
he
that.
He played
Broncos.
For a dog team. You like that? Like, I don't give a shit.
Got a dog wife, Ted.
Yeah. John Elway. Hey. You should have put your team in, like, the Westminster Dog Show. Okay, maybe to come in third. Because that's you got a gross dog. Okay, so you got a big old dog for your
wow.
team, buddy.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're blaspheming a whole city. A whole, let me ask you, oh, yes.
How many digits do you think go into the dog when they do the testing? Because they do a thing in the
testing
butt, don't
what?
They? No. When they, you've seen the Westminster Dog Show. They look, they inspect the rumpus hard.
They're inspecting the asshole?
Yeah, dude. They put like a little thingy in there and stuff.
They do not.
They absolutely do.
They finger dogs' assholes on Westminster.
Yes.
Now I feel like this is just a big get just to finger dogs' assholes. It's like a fancy. It's,
man,
it's like
what a crazy bit to make up. What?
You know?
No, no. Yeah.
You know that thing, like you put it out in public. You're like, this isn't creepy because we're doing it in public. So therefore, how could this be creepy? That's just the get around to make it the creepy thing acceptable.
Exactly. I like that. I like your idea.
They're fucking fingering dogs' butt. Are they really fingering dogs' buttholes in Westminster?
To my knowledge, they are inspecting, at least at the very least, inspecting very closely. Then they usually do a little check. There's a I'm telling you,
what
if,
are they
you know,
checking for? What
they put go? Just to make sure that the tension. It's the tension of the anus in which they need to check.
He's not giving a little pinky lick and a little.
I mean, hey, listen. I would
they
hope
they're going
they do
to
something.
Dry to these poor dogs' assholes.
I hope not. It depends
it's
on the dog.
Disgusting.
I think it depends on the dog.
Okay.
Some dogs a little
smaller
more dry,
dogs, more moist,
more wet. Yeah, okay. Dude. Chihuahuas being obviously the best.
Obviously, grease those bad boys up.
Mm.
Well, they're so tiny.
Well, there's a breed. The Puerto Rican wet Chihuahua. That's a
is
real
that,
thing.
Is that like how they judge it? Like if you could get the more digits inside of the smaller dog. Like
you
that's,
hope
do you lose points to that or gain?
Like
points
I said, that was
that?
My question to you, sir. I don't. I, sir, do not know that. I don't know what they're doing back there. I want them to stop. I want them to be like, hey, give it a look if you need to for inspection. But at no point should you be putting anything in that butthole. You know what I mean? For those dogs, it's
fair.
You know, I mean, and that leads us to our GoFundMe, right? That leads us to
do
our GoFundMe.
Do we have to start a hashtag to like?
We have protest, a hashtag. We got a GoFundMe going.
Boycott the Westminster
yeah.
Dog Show?
Did you not? Yeah, we already have one.
I don't
okay,
read the
so
emails.
I got to share the emails with you a little bit
emails.
More. You got to come over to it.
Dude,
yeah.
I got it actually kind of funny pertaining to this, but real life. I got a thank you letter. I got a thank you letter for us donating to the
good.
Aut, not autism, you know, the Down syndrome buddy walk thing. Yeah. And I'm like, what? How did I get this? The last person in this company to get this letter. Zero responsibility.
Yeah. But what are you going to do? Another thankless job over here in the old headquarters.
It's a Drop 10 Media courtesy of Adam Nutter. I was like, that's perfect. Right. Good.
Love it. Love that. We were happy. And Adam was happy to do it. No one else in your Drop 10 was happy. I was against it. Just so you know.
I did the whole walk that barely was a walk.
Hey, the intention was there. That's all that matters.
I'm not complaining. I didn't want to walk. I was there to hang out and eat hot dogs and pounce and Dr. Stop. Peace.
Yeah, you stop at a cafe in the middle of it. You have fun. You have a good time with it. You know, you do like a beer bar crawl kind of deal.
No, I wish it was
you
in
get
a park.
There eventually.
It was in a park, unfortunately. That's why I was banging out hot dogs and ripping Dr. Peppers, which I was doing.
I want to start doing bar crawls where they also have drink
Fight
stations
Club.
Along the way. No, I tried the Fight Club thing. It didn't work out, unfortunately. Mm. Hard to keep shut. Like, people still want to talk. I know this is the first rule of Fight Club.
I know.
Everyone talks about it. It's a nightmare to keep quiet. You can't. Nowadays, with social media, you can't do it. I know Fight Club. Then you could. Can't do it now.
90s
too much
Fight
social.
Club rules.
90s Fight Club you could make. You could do it. You can't do it now. It's all immediately. It's like and it's and they try to hush it up. But then they're posting pictures of the teeth that are left on the floor. We're like, dude, we told
underground
you.
Underground Fight Club, NYC.
Yeah, it's a whole nightmare. So they tag the location. I'm like, dude, don't tag.
What are you doing?
Don't tag El Camino's in Philly in Fishtown. That's a problem. Like I we're doing this illegally. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah,
so it's
a
whole issue.
Fucking too many goddamn rats. Too many rats.
Yeah, it's
in the
a
squad.
Problem. So like I said, we tried the Fight Club, couldn't do it. Right. But you know,
it's a drink
I mean?
Station beer crawl. Next best thing, I guess. Not as fun, but you know.
Well, I just feel like the bar crawl is fun, but you're sobering up in between. What a dumb idea. You know what I mean? Like, you got to keep the drinking going. That would make sense. It's a bar crawl. I know you're crawling, but when you're crawling, you need to continue crawling. So
I'm not against
there's a lot
it.
Of people out there that don't.
Let me ask
really,
you this question, though.
Yeah, I'm sure. Of course.
What's your feeling?
Sorry, person. Yeah. Guy up front. Go ahead. Right.
Yeah. Oh,
press conference.
Adam Nutter, CBC. Ahead. Nightly,
yep.
CBC isn't a thing.
Adam, love your stuff. How are the kids? Kids good?
Dead.
Oh wow, they died. I'm so sorry.
Car accident.
I
survived.
Really, that's crazy. You brought this up.
I actually turned them into the oncoming car to save my own life.
I have too many questions, but for you later after this. But go ahead with your question.
Yeah, gotcha. So, what is your opinion on themed bar crawls like SantaCon or whatever? Not SantaCon. The Santa one in New York City, which by the way,
that's just a bar crawl.
Yeah.
I never give a shit, nor, and I think we've talked about SantaCon multiple times, and I think I've made it pretty clear. I've never even looked up what the hell that's even about. I you know what I did was I combined it with like all the other different weird crawls that I'm aware of, Adam. You know what I mean? Like I was like, oh yeah, the one where you do a Santa top, pantsless bottom,
There's
and then I think you drink during it. I don't know. Yeah, I've never Easter Bunny. Yeah, throw in an Easter costume. Who gives
the
a shit?
Easter Bunny crawl that they do in New York City too, where everybody dresses up in like a Easter rabbit shit.
Okay, I didn't know these were specifically bar crawls.
But
okay, cool. So
Santa's
bar crawls.
Like the super big one, but like that one's like speaking of cults, dude. I think that is a weird cult because like it started out with like just like a like five dudes and like a Santa, right? And then like it went from like that to like thousands of people every year. It's fucking wild.
Big Santa costume.
Big Santa costume, dude.
Big Santa costume. Getting in there.
Crony capitalism.
Every single time.
Every single fucking time.
Every single time. You think the North Pole wants us to do well? They don't.
No.
I'll tell you that right now. All right. The elves are laughing all the way to the bank.
The penguins. Give me penguins. They have all the penguins. Why can't I have penguins?
Again, you keep bringing it up every time we talk about this. It's a prop. We've told you cannot keep those types of animals every time we talk about this.
Keep a penguin.
You can't keep a penguin. It's a very dangerous thing. The dogs won't do well with it, I think. They're very dirty. Anyway, you always bring it up. But you can't keep penguins. I honestly didn't know. I'm not kidding when I tell you. I thought the SantaCon thing was like a walk. I just thought it was thought it was a big matter. I didn't realize that they were and I knew they were going into bars. I just didn't realize it was like, oh no, it's a bar crawl.
Yeah, and then it gets like
there are
super
sanctioned bars.
Fighty and then like super.
How do you do it? It's so big now. What do you mean? Like there has to be thousands of bars that are on
think,
the list,
like,
I guess.
Like a route that they predetermine each year.
Okay.
And it goes out Because now it's so big, it's just like an organized right. thing. They have like a predetermined list, and they just go out and just fucking rock it, and then it's like a whole thing in New York, and everybody hates it.
Gotcha. Gotcha. It's a bar crawl. My point
is they should go all out with it. Like, if you're going to do this, like, get real reindeer. You know, like, get a sleigh. Okay. Like, get actual midgets and, like, make them do work. Like, enslave them. You know what I'm saying? Like, make them build. Like, do the whole, you're going to cosplay.
Right.
Like, cosplay.
Interesting.
Slap an older woman that is your wife. I assume Santa hits Mrs. Claus. I don't know why I assume that. I feel like he's stressed around Christmas time and probably takes
like a real like Eli Roth version of Christmas, I think, is what.
Yeah, but you know what? I feel like that's more realistic. Let's be honest. Do you think Santa during the holidays isn't stressed out? All these children's dumb fucking wishes. He has to check. He's checking lists sometimes twice. It's a lot of work. These elves, I'm sure, are fucking stupid. I'm sure their labor. It's first of all, they're slaves. So how good is their labor? There's no incentive to do a good job, right?
This is interesting. You consider the elves slaves. I didn't know this.
Yeah, for sure. I don't think they're doing that voluntarily.
Yeah.
Or maybe Santa is holding their families hostage, and they're technically free.
Oh wow.
But somebody's enslaved. There's enslaving happening. Real Portugal starting the whole slave trade thing going on, but it's like Santa.
Yeah, Santa's like, yeah, come on in. This is the workshop you'll be doing, and just give me over your passport, just real quick. We just need it. We just need it.
Also, just, no one, you know I mean? no people of regular height here allowed.
Oh, obvious, of course. Well, obvious, I mean, yeah. At this point, you're the interview. Yeah. If you were over 4'2", we're kind of out of the interview.
Let's bring it down
big?
A little bit.
Okay.
Santa's getting up there in his age. He can still kick low. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You guess so that everyone over that. Yeah, I mean, that's why they're so good at ladders. We all know that.
And my point is, I also think he beats around Mrs. C.
Yeah, like I said, this is like.
During the holidays, he's a good guy the other 11 months. It's just around.
You know how he gets.
You know what? It's kind of her fault for fucking getting healthy around December.
Oh, here we go.
That's what he says. That's what I say.
Right.
I don't think by now,
it's been going on so long, like Santa's blaming her because it's like, why are you even here in the month of December? Honestly, right. At this point, this is BDSM, which we need to explore.
It is kind of her fault. Like, you know.
Well, I'm saying that she might be into it. She's like, yes, Santa. Maybe. Slap me again.
Yeah, maybe. Mm. Maybe he's subconsciously into it.
Mm. Well, he's not. That's what, dude, Adam, you're losing your own thread. He's not into it. She's into it. And she's not expressing. We got to call them up. We got to call them up because it's like, we could fix this. I think you've hit on something. We can fix it. Santa, Mrs. Claus is into BDSM. She keeps coming back every month, every December. She's like, she's getting hit. She's kind of into it. And Santa's like, dude, I just need to work and I'm stressed. She's like, I know you are. Oh my God, you dirty bitch. You know what I mean? And that's what she's saying to him. And it's fun.
Yeah, her wish list is like handcuffs, chains, belts, rope.
Yeah, we need like a dirty Dr. Phil kind of coming in. He's like, well, you know, I think Mrs. Claus might be into it, you know?
Maybe, yeah.
Like that.
Maybe.
She might be. I think you guys need. Have you ever explored? I'm just doing Mr. Garrison. Have you guys ever explored?
Mr. Mackey, not Mr. Garrison.
Get it right, Neil, you fucking idiot. Sorry. That would be so lovely if it's just like a weird miscommunication up there. Meanwhile, you cut to like Mrs. Claus, like in an all leather room, just being like, yeah, December. Oh, it's that
time.
She
has to think of things to like say to piss him off. So, so she walks in, she's like, these toys look sloppy this year. He's like, you whore. Boom. And then she's like, oh, you should choke me. He's like, what? Yeah. She's like, nothing.
Yeah, because I love him. He's much more of a character. Like, if you give him a character, it's like, what's his name from Happy with Patton Oswalt, the guy from SVU?
Oh,
like, you know what I mean? Just like grizzled, Sam Elliott, like a grizzled dude, just angry. Like, just get through another fucking December. I swear to God,
I just can't even take it. He's just pounding ciggies.
Yeah. Oh, I feel like Santa smokes like cigarillos. You know what I mean? Chain smokes cigarillos. Yeah, yeah. You're a classic man. That's what he is.
He's also drinking cold 45s too.
Yeah. Crushing it. Just this woman, she keeps.
He's throwing him in the reindeer's faces.
I don't even want to. I feel like she likes it, but I don't. I'm not into that kinky shit. It's fucking a nightmare. Get back to work. Jesus Christ.
Oh, he's probably like, he probably just stumbles through the toy factory drunk late at night too. And the elves are like, oh no, just don't look at him and he won't come over to your station. He's like, what are you doing? What do you got going on over here? It's a fucking train? And he's like, I'll take this fucking train. And he just takes the train. He's like, oh shit, I had to make a fucking train. He just destroys the train. He's like,
this is a recos. This is a fucking recos.
Make a fucking train. Bitch. Why doesn't she love me anymore?
She wants me to hit her all the time. Recalls. Sorry. Okay. You know what I like?
He's like, see me in my chambers. Fuck you up later.
Fuck you. I might have sex with my elves.
I might fucking have sex with the elves.
I'm gonna fuck up and have sex with an elf tonight. I don't even care. I don't even. There are people up there. Elves,
but like, they're less than me, technically.
You know what is exciting about Santa? The idea that what do you think about this? The more that technology grows and the ability for technology to be so complex, and those things becoming products and people, kids, you know, wanting them and parents buying them, eventually. Santa is such an archaic thing that, I mean, it's almost going to be ridiculous that like, I mean, even young kids would think that Santa can make an Xbox, like, or a PS5. Do you know what I mean? Like, eventually they're going to be like, so they have all that up there. Yeah, but Sony, like, PlayStation also, like, Sony exists. So they're, well, Santa, they, you got to then, yeah. Then you're starting to do, like, corporate lies to children. Well, like, Sony talks to Santa. And Santa and Sony are together. You're like,
listen, I don't agree with patent law either, right, Charles? But like,
yeah. Well, then it's just funny to say, like, you know, in that realm of like, good, right? Like VR, Santa knows VR now. Santa has men in VR, top women in VR.
You know, IP is dumb, all right, Bryce? But like, I don't know how to compare this to Santa. It's like, go read Stephen Kinsella. I start like giving him like books to read.
Like that. It's just crazy that the lines will have to become so complex. And it'll be cool if like in 20, 50 years from now, like Santa is just so archaic, he can't keep up. So, like, you have to get your kids, like, just wooden horses, like, symbolically as a tradition.
Oh, yeah.
Like, little wooden horses that you buy. I'm like, that's a Santa gift. Ugh, Santa gifts suck.
So, dude, two points to your point. First of all, I kind of did think that back then. I was like, motherfucker have Sega? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I did kind of think that. But, like, I was still dumb enough to be like, ah. Because kid brain, like, you're not going to, like, you're not really trying to, like, logically connect dots. You know what I'm saying? You're just, like, sometimes, like, a lot of kids would be like, that's weird. Eh. Like, just move on. Like, fuck it, who cares? Like, I don't know.
I bet you there's parents listening to this that actually lie to their kids and or adjust everything in a way that I'm sure there are, all the complex gifts are from them. Also, typically the more expensive, right? Like, no. The Xbox is from me. Santa got you. So that's what I think they're doing. I think parents are, like, specifically, like, all the good gifts are from actual human beings and all the Santa get like the Santa gifts. Oh yeah, you needed socks.
Dude, I
want to
ask
underwear.
My dad what he did. I don't really remember.
But no, well, here's the thing. I'm sure our generation. I will say that my mom slipped up a couple of times, like a PlayStation. I remember getting, and my mom, like, I remember like Santa's the best, you know, like that kind of thing. And mom being like, well, Santa, you know, he had some help from me. Like, parents get indignant. Like, they're kind of, you know,
that's
they're like
so
kind
true,
of pissed
dude.
Off.
It's so funny. Yeah.
When they're like,
it's
they're
you,
going,
idiot.
we helped out. Like, I picked it out, but like it was, you're like, dude, just shut up. You're lying about a fake guy. Like, just fucking let it go.
When,
like,
when you get older, they're going to know anyway. Like, oh, it was you, and like, that's the point that matters.
It doesn't. Like, I mean, it's but so I'm sure parents are lying about that.
Dude, I
want to
ask my dad so bad. I wish it wasn't 11:30 at night, and I'd be like, I was calling right now. I'd be like, yo, did you lie and give me the good presents from you and say it was from you or Sam?
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm gonna ask him tomorrow though. Oh, let me ask you this: when did you, do you remember the moment you found out like Santa for sure was like that's a done deal like for you?
I kind of always knew. I would say I did it like I'm not kidding when I tell you I did it dramatically alone to myself.
Did you drop down?
I wish that dramatic.
Crying to the sky.
No, you know what I did? I did much more of like, I think I turned off the light on Santa. Like, I remember being in Buna, New Jersey, at our house, and waiting up. Like, and at this point, I'm in that weird age gap where like, I'm in like fourth grade. My mom's asleep and no one's staying up. Like, we didn't, you know, it wasn't like it was a Christmas. It was a normal, like, Christmas at home. You know what I mean? Like, we didn't have, like, we weren't doing the family thing. We usually do the family thing on Christmas Day or whatever. So it's just us. My mom's asleep. My sister's asleep. And I'm downstairs basically waiting for this motherfucker. Like, I'm like, this guy's coming. Like, he's coming and I'm waiting. And I remember staying up till like 4 a.m. Like, there's no fucking way. And no joke, like a cheesy romantic movie or something, or like a drama. Like, I remember like looking back at the tree and like with my finger on the actual light switch and just like looking back at the tree, just shaking my head.
Dude, it's like the
and
end
being
of the like,
it's God like the end of the damn Hulk. It. Yeah.
Dude, so it's a little fat-titted Neil.
I like that. I you know what? I couldn't remember the Hulk, but what slipped in there was Jurassic Park. Da-na-na,
dude, like, okay. So actually, I have a really funny Jurassic Park story. But real quick, so about my Santa funny moment, my grandma just kind of hit me with it like really harshly.
Oh, good. See, I wish I had just that. Middle of the day, hey, Santa doesn't exist. I'm like, oh, thank you.
It wasn't like that brutal, but it kind of like... I mean, looking back at it, it's really funny. Like, as an adult, it's so funny. But as a kid, you're like, what the fuck? I was like fourth grade, right? Like, around maybe.
Okay. Yeah, it's about the age. Right, that's what I said, fourth grade.
So fourth, maybe fifth. I don't even think it was fifth. I think it was
if you
fourth.
Go past fourth, it gets bad.
Yeah, I think it was
fifth
fourth.
Grade is when kids are going to start fucking with you. They're going to say it to
I think
you.
I'm pretty sure. So that's what I'm saying. I think it was too late. I think it was fourth
it's around
grade.
There. Fourth,
but I think
third.
It was like fourth grade where she was like, so like, what did your parents get you for Christmas? And I was like, well, Santa got me this. She's like, no, your parents, you know. And I was like, what do you mean? And I was like, I remember that. I was like, what do you mean? She's like, come and she didn't even try to like backstep it. She even tried to be like, oh, you know, I meant Santa too. She was like, please, no, that's not real. I was like, huh? And then remember my dad was like right there, and I was look at him, and he was like, this is done now. So my dad was like, yeah, dude, sorry. But he was like, what the fuck?
Well, what?
I think it was more like he probably would have liked to, I guess, but like.
But like a person who's like waiting to, like, you know, like trying to, like putting off a breakup. You know what I mean? Like, he's just like, I'll get to it next year, right? Like. It's so strange sometimes. Like, what's the perfect time? July year, like, you know, middle of July, summer. Like, prep a kid. The problem is there's no good time, and that's why I hate the lie in general. I just it's a whole thing. Just do it as like a Norse thing. Like, do it as like that, and just be like, yeah, it's really fun. We like to pretend. We like to pretend. We like to pretend that there's a guy. Yeah,
we're gonna give presents to celebrate family time.
It's a symbolic thing.
Whatever. It is weird.
It bums me out.
Lying about the Santa thing.
It's not funny. I like having fun with Santa, but like at an eventual point, it's like I lose all like fun of it because at the end of the day, it's just more parents lying to children. And
no,
I get it. That's
right.
The funny
like
part.
It is this weird, like, I have moral like conundrum within myself because like I love kids, and I love like kids having fun, and I love the kids' imagination. That's the thing I love about
that's
what
we're, when we say we're kidding, we're going back to parts of childhood. We're being
right.
Children.
So it's like it's like I truly love seeing it. I love like when kids see Santa like and they light up like that gives me a good feeling.
I don't like it. I actually don't like it, but I'm dead inside. So.
You are dead inside, but it gives me because like it's a giving them like oh it's a thing. But I also get what you're saying. It's like yeah, because they're gonna.
That's
be
me.
Fucking.
Every time I see a kid see Santa, it's me with my my face over my shoulder, turning off the light, just being like fucking liars.
You're like, no, it's not like, really.
Just give me the PlayStation. No, we don't have to do this.
Your point is like it's also like the first time you realize like as a kid your parents are lying to you. That's really what it is.
For no reason. That's the thing. They do it selfishly for themselves.
Thinking about that as a kid, you're just thinking like, wait a minute.
Well,
you guys lie to me about like this big thing in my life, and you're like, yeah,
it's a lie for no reason. It's a lie that literally is self-serving for the parents.
Like, as a child, you don't even like get to that point. Like you're just like, whoa, dude, you guys lie to me.
Yes, because and then what else are they lying about? Obviously, right. The next thought. That's which is, but dude, when I tell you that this argument makes me, I was thinking about this was parent. I'm not kidding when I tell you that when I talk to people about Santa and like, oh, you're doing the Santa thing. Okay, cool. Why do you think you do it? Well, it's fun. It's nice to see the kids have, like, I'm like, not, you know, have something that's like, you know, imagine, or again, I don't imaginary, and they can still have this dream of that exists in the world. But it's so ridiculous that I go like, right, but aren't we doing like a weird thing where to a point it's that, but then it becomes that fourth grade, right? It becomes that third, fourth grade where you're like, it's almost like an intervention. Like they're addicted to the drug of imagination to that point, and you have to do like an intervention style for a fucking third grader, fourth grader.
So
like
true.
They come in, and no one does it like that, which is probably how they should do it.
But we're doing
a Santa intervention today for my third grader.
To continue that story though, I remember being like, but as a child, at that moment, I remember my dad was like, yeah, and I was like, wait a minute. So Easter, he's like, also, and I was like, I already knew the Tooth Fairy was bullshit. Like, I already knew that. Because I remember my dad.
Well, that's the first one that goes, right? It's either Easter or Tooth Fairy, but I feel like Tooth Fairy more often.
Usually it's 1, 2, 3 in that order, right? Yeah. But, like, I remember, like.
Because Tooth Fairy, you know why? Why do you think, real quick?
Money. Because they want to be the ones giving you the money.
No. Oh, well, that is definitely at play. But I honestly think it's a pain in the ass to rig up. You got to get up in the middle of the night. You got to shuffle. There's like a fucking Ocean's 11 movie happening every time you got to fucking change out. Kid gets older. They light sleepers now. Like it's a nightmare.
I remember my dad like did it like the first probably time whatever, and then like this he's like, all right, this is fake. This is fucking us. He's like, I'll still give you money, but he's like, just so you know. This is done. I was like, I don't give a shit at all.
And did you at that point, right? Start questioning then?
No, because it's like I kind of
which
always
is funny.
Thought that one was weird.
It's funny that you didn't.
I
like,
know.
You know what I mean?
But
like
you
were just like, yeah, guys, like you do the thing of your dad, like yeah, right?
You know
Tooth Fairy, ridiculous.
I'll tell you why. Like, I think it's because
absolutely nuts.
I never really
held on to the Tooth Fairy
in that to be. You know, so like I already, it's like Inception. It's like you have to have the idea.
It's the tertiary lie. You've got the main lie is Santa, secondary lie being
Easter.
Fucking Easter, tertiary lie,
Tooth Fairy.
Fucking Tooth Fairy, yeah.
Yeah. So
and
like
then you
that.
Have Christianity in general.
Stop it. Shut up. But Jurassic Park thing, real quick.
Yeah.
So, Blaze Gagakis comic. Friend of the show, him and I, I just texted him one day. Our friend Dan, who's not a comic, he's just a young kid. He's 22 years old, like he's still young and gullible. I was like, hey man, I think I could convince Dan that Jurassic Park was real, and he was like, no way. And I went, no, I definitely can, but I need your help. He's like, done, because you know, obviously two comics are gonna fuck with you know our friend.
Of course.
So Dan was like, we were talking about the movie. I was like, Dan, you know, Jurassic Park was like. Based on a real event. I'm like, the movie was fake, but obviously. I'm like, but it was based on real events. He's like, no, it wasn't. I'm like, Dan. I'm like, listen, obviously the theme park shit, that's all for the movie. That wasn't real. That was fake. I hope he watches this, by the way. I was like, that was fake. I was like, but I'm like, the real part was there was really for real in the 80s a corporation in America that was able to like back work genetic DNA, and that part was true. I go, and they were planning to like actually recreate a dinosaur and actually make a thing of this. I said, what happened was there was another company that was behind on it, and they kind of hired like a PMC, like a private military company, to go like kind of get it. But what happened was they kind of fucked up, burnt the whole place down. All the data got lost with it, so everything ever took off the ground. But I'm like, there was something that, and they were never able to really make a dinosaur. I'm like, they only got to like the fucking DNA part. But I'm like, all that shit was real, and they just boosted it for the movie. And he's like, no way. I'm like, dude. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I'm telling you. I'm like, it's a cover up. I'm like, of course they're not like. And he's like, wow, really? I'm like, and then Blaze and I were just going back and forth. He's like, really? I'm like, yeah, dude. And he's like, wow, there's something new every day. I'm like, yeah. Now go tell people.
Yeah,
that.
Apparently they made a dinosaur with a snapping pussy. They didn't. This is like real fringe stuff, but apparently they did make something, but it wasn't technically a dinosaur, but. The first guy was like, dude, look at this. I mean, listen, you got to take it for a spin. I mean, this is nuts.
Too clean. Too clean out the dry.
Too clean.
But I hope my goal is for him to go clean. Through.
What does that mean? Too clean.
Oh, you know what it means.
Too clean
out the fuck. What are you talking about?
I'm saying that the next time. Next time I see a vagina. I'm saying it. The next time I see a vagina. The next time I see it, it's like, ooh, that looks clean. Like, it's such a
too
not
clean.
Compliment.
Too clean.
It's like, oh, too clean, girl. Like, just too clean. It's like, well, it's a dude who's complimenting a vagina, but it's also like a base level compliment. It's like, what the fuck are you? What do you like? It's like, dude, I usually get some dirties. You know what I mean? But this is, ooh, too clean.
I usually have to chew through it like a beaver.
It's like Mike D'Anto with a bit of the Big Willie style with the thing when he turns around. That's how I'm picturing it. Like, woo, too clean. Like, that's how I'm picturing it.
Yeah. But anyway, my goal is for him to go through life just telling people that and people go, what are you, fucking idiot?
What? Or just let him sit in it. Just let him live
that's
it. It's like,
goal.
Yeah, man, that's crazy.
That's my hope. What the fuck? You're an adult with a job?
Did you fucking hear Dan do anything fucking trash?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, those are fun. Leaving little Easter eggs. Speaking of eggs, mine are about to drop.
You gotta
drop some pluggies, and then we got a fucking sweet ghost video. So right after, so stay tuned. Let's do some plugs and then do a ghost story.
Ghost story.
Nice. Right. Adam Nutter, what do you got coming up, buddy?
Follow me at Adam Nutter. Yeah, Twitter, Instagram, Adam Nutter Comedy on TikTok. I saw like 100 followers off our last clip. Let's go, Jersey Devil, GTL Devil. I'm building up the TikTok. And then, come see us on the road doing shows. It's June 6th. Here we go, tomorrow. June 22nd. Oh, no, just Friday. June 9th. Yes. Up in Soul Joel's Pottstown. No, Sunnybrook. Sorry, Sunnybrook. Up with Stephen Aldi and Jay Yoder show. That time of doing it. Didn't do it last Saturday. Doing it this Friday. So coming out to that, June 22nd up in, no, June 17th, Lansdale, PA, at the Cardinal Winery. June 22nd up in New Hampshire at Pork Fest. It's officially happened. The comedy show is happening Thursday night for sure. So coming out to that. And then the very next day, Friday, Turnersville, New Jersey, just a comedy show. I'll be there. Go check out youtube.com/AdamNutter for the porcupine and stand-up clips and all that stoof. That's it.
Boom. You can check me out at I Am Neil Wood. Go there now to check me out Thursday, June 8th. This is coming out tomorrow. So, yeah, come out Thursday, June 8th for a sweet show over at King's Highway.
That's a fun show.
At King's Highway Comedy. That is 1675 Spirits. You should come hang out, dude. 1675 Spirits. That's in Bensalem, PA. Come on out. It's right on the Bristol Pike. It might already be sold. I'm hoping. I don't think it is. And there's a couple tickets left, but those shows sell. Mike Rainey, Gary Sharp, a great fucking lineup.
Really,
I'm happy to do the show by Dan Collins. David Collins. So come on out after that. That's an old show there, and tickets. Pretty sure there's a couple left on sale. And of course, check out all those dates and details at iamneilwood.com. And when you go there, you will find some of the great shows coming up at drop10.com. Go to drop10.com/events for all the dates and details that we have coming up. You can check us out Friday. I'm gonna make it over to that late show at Soljul's on Friday. Yes. Yeah, I'm gonna make it on over there. But we do have some great shows here in Philadelphia, in Fishtown, Philly. You can check us out at Myers Brewing Company. We got two shows, a 7:30 show and a 9:30 show. Some different lineups, just us having some fun, some great comics. So come on out for that. And of course, we got all those dates and details over at droptent.com/events. So check out some shows and come on out. That's every second and fourth Friday over at Myers, and we got some more stuff there. So go check it out. And you can check out all our dates and details and all our sweet merch for the Cult of Us over at droptent.com. Go there to droptent.com/store. Check out some merch. Click on some cult stuff, grab a hat, grab a shirt, grab a drop tent, sweatshirt, grab, you know, we got all kinds of stuff in there to help support the network and support this podcast. We appreciate it. Everything you do is great, and I want to work on it even more, and we can do that if you buy some merch. It does help us out a bunch, so I appreciate it. Technically, this is my full-time job, technically, right now. Almost my full-time job. So, yeah, do it and check out our Patreon, patreon.com/... Cult of Us, people, get on there. $5, man. It's great. There's a bunch of cool stuff in there. We got another gauntlet coming up. We got another gauntlet for you in the wings. So, but yeah, we got our, of course, join. $5, all right? T-shirt size. We need it from you. We want to know what you're going to put on your body of ours. Ugh. All right. And, of course, grab some, check out some, I don't know why I'm spacing. Check out all the videos from us on the road. Audio, visual stuff. I mean, us watching movies, us doing some MMA fights. Also, you know, some great stuff in there. Joining the Discord and
again, Michael
some MMA
Chandler, Conor McGregor. I think the end of the summer.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, yeah, it's coming up. It's so early. Some MMA fans didn't even know. I was like, dude, he's fighting. Like,
yeah, McGregor. They're doing Ultimate Fighter right now. They're each the coach, and then obviously how the show goes. At the end of the show, the guys fight, coaches fight each other. So it's going to be a huge fight, obviously. And if you don't want to pay $80, just join our Patreon for $5.
Yeah, joining it, and we appreciate it so much. Check us out on Odyssey, YouTube, like, subscribe, and rate and review on iTunes. It does help a bunch. Hit that fucking notification button. This way you don't miss an ep on YouTube, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm trying to get us over to Rumble, but it is a bitch.
Okay, gotcha. Rumble, we're coming for you.
So, like, it's easy going forward, but, like, to backtrack all your videos, you have to, like, individually upload every video. And I'm like, I don't even have the original files. I have to, like, go to YouTube, like, download each file, like, then, like, it's like, I'm like, fuck, am I just...
Help us
start,
you know, some,
going
some
forward.
Way, some way for us to do it easier. To, you know, help us out. We appreciate it so much. What's up with this ghost story, man? So you found our little ghost video here. Where
it was
blowing
up on TikTok and all social media. Not just TikTok, but like all social media. And it is wild. Again, so backstory is, I don't know the podcast these guys are on, but they were live streaming, which is important because live stream, obviously you're not editing. You can't edit a right. live stream. So they're live streaming. They're just doing a basketball podcast, and I'll just play it. And so this is obviously visual. We'll try to describe it for the audio listeners. But hey, go to youtube.com/cultofus and fucking subscribe, and then you can watch this shit. You fucking losers.
All right. Well, we appreciate you watching. Or if you don't want to watch it, but it still does help, hey, fucking subscribe and the bell button and whatever. Don't even fucking watch.
So
yeah, I don't care.
So the bottom left, this guy right here, Chris D is his name. This is where you gotta keep your eyes. So it's gonna go.
I don't
right,
see anything yet, but I'm excited.
Right now, yeah, I'm gonna play it. So it's gonna go right from to left. It's gonna start from where my mouse is right here.
Okay.
And it's gonna like go.
I don't
from
see
deep.
Any of that, but so it's not helping me. But
sorry,
I understand.
Let's just go right from left though. Okay.
Right from left. It might be switched on my screen, but okay.
Fair. Okay.
All good.
All right. Here we go.
Okay. I'm liking this. Paranormal stuff always gets me fucking just excited. I still haven't. You know, I want to read up on the.
Do you hear that?
No, I don't hear anything because you haven't brought in the screen, bud. You got to bring in, at least on my end, you didn't bring it in. So
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's all good. We're figuring it out. It would be nicer for the audio listeners if this was smoother, but hey, you know, what are you going to do?
Hey.
We're trying our best here. We could edit this all out. Right. But that
shut up.
Okay, we got a TikTok pulled up.
Yeah, like I was saying, so it goes from here.
Go to the other view so it's even bigger, like us at the bottom or whatever. You can, you know, the other, there you go. It's a little bigger, but not much. Okay.
I can just remove us fully.
Ooh, it's way darker than I thought, buddy. Okay.
What?
Gotcha. It's just in terms of me trying to see anything in this perspective. So, yeah, let's just try
You'll
to walk
see it.
Okay.
You'll see
okay.
it. Okay. Ready?
For him to go as well. You never really know. So, I say you just build off of those people.
Did you see that?
Was that a ghost?
Yeah, see, it's what I'm saying. My was that a ghost? Yeah, my screen, it's just too far. It's too small and too dark on my end to really get a shot of it. Yeah,
go walk close
darker.
To it. Just go walk close
I can't.
To it.
It's not going to help. I'm telling you, it's just the definition problem at least. It's fine. It's okay. Yeah, that means you can help me out.
All right, here. So I'll okay. bring it back. So, again, they're talking basketball.
I say you just build
and
off
this
of those
thing, just
people.
This black.
Is that a ghost?
I just personally.
Oh, yo, Junebug, chill out.
Yo, that wasn't even a person.
Junebug, chill out. Bro, I got time for this.
Yo, did we catch a ghost on screen?
Bro, stop.
No, stop it. Stop
Junebug,
it.
Junebug, chill
back.
Out.
I don't
hey, bro, hey, hey, hey. I didn't see it. I didn't see anything,
that's
man.
A very
I was
calm
looking
at the lights. That's pretty calm. I mean, they get a little, yeah, they're kind of like, yeah, right? Crazy, but like.
It goes long. There's more clips.
Okay.
It keeps going. They're like, oh my, like it gets, but dude, here, let me. Like,
possible real photographic evidence, dude.
It's
maybe what a video
just
even
like,
maybe who knows what did he do to make that
we call it ghost
yeah, I understand
screen.
What you're saying though the Nets is kind of a different thing
it's
TikTok doesn't let you go full screen or anything so yeah hopefully
you know it's annoying
at home
yeah.
can see that
so
but okay
yeah. Yeah, now you could definitely see it on the computer screen, like for sure, yeah, because like I'm close enough, and like you could definitely see it if you're watching this. But
nice,
they blew everything up
but
to bring
just,
in some
just from
superstars.
Right to left, this black,
y'all already got
figure.
RJ Brunson, y'all got
just,
Josh
like,
Hart. I think y'all need to
right
build off of those two people and a couple more pieces. I do like RJ Barrett, but I don't know.
Right
it might be time for him to go.
So
you never really know. So I say you just build off of those people.
There it goes.
Was that a ghost?
Everyone saw it.
I just personally.
Oh, yo, Junebug, chill out.
Yo, that wasn't even a person.
I was like, dude, don't even mess with me right now.
Don't
yeah. seriously, because I'm gonna freak out.
Yeah,
like, I'm gonna lose my.
I'm telling you right now, if we're doing this podcast and that door just opened behind me, I'm just gonna
yeah, just
burn
like,
the house down.
Like that, you're like, oh no,
gotta burn it with fire.
Especially if you hear that little. like that, like the actual opening, like no.
It's either a ghost or a callback, a Velociraptor opening my door. What's more terrifying, honestly?
With a clean pussy.
Clean pussy.
Got a clean pussy on that one.
Dude, if a ghost walked by my back and you're like,
too
no, for
clean.
Real.
Sorry. You I said too clean, baby. Sorry. Just it's such a weird thing to say. I might have to call this episode too clean.
It's 100% too clean.
Too clean.
Too clean.
Got to throw some dirt on this pussy. This is crazy. What's going on? I need a little grit. Bitch. I need something that's seen some miles. You know what I mean?
I need some tire wear on my pussy.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I want you to go jogging first. Come on in. You know what I mean? That's fun. I like, does that substantiate your things, man? I mean, I know you're into the, you know, you believe you're in there. You got the ghost stuff. You know, it's in your brain.
Fucking, I mean, listen, could be anything, sure.
You know what's fun?
But, like, that was something. It was something. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It was something. It wasn't nothing.
What's fun is the idea that, like, that ghost is just eating cereal, passing by the live stream, just like,
yeah, he's like,
fucking
never mind
no
me.
Basketball. Like, no, I mean, no, he's like dissing the basketball. He's like, these fucking, really? You're going, yeah? Okay,
RJ
wow.
Barrett. RJ
that's
Barrett's
a bad
all-star.
Pick. It's a bad pick. Yeah, sure. Yeah, he's MVP. Fucking idiot. Like, you know what I mean? Just
like,
criticizing
let me
your
on
views.
The stream. Let me on the stream. You don't know ball. I know ball.
What's your pick? Yeah. Put that in your DraftKings. Yeah, that'll help. Yeah, I'm sure that'll matter for your thing. You're gonna lose. You're an idiot. You're not watching enough. You don't understand. The guy coming out of college is gonna be way bigger than you think. You did not watch this. Like you're just cocky. Like wow, you're going with the Celtics. Fucking idiot. Just walking off. I was like, they're destroying their some shit. Be great. Boston actually did pretty well this year. But
well, I mean, they did. They did almost come back from a 3-0.
But I like that. I like that. I like to think that ghosts are just popping in to like, and they're not trying to haunt us. Actually, they're just they're just doing snarky comments in our backgrounds. Yeah. You know, there's just anytime you have an opinion or some bullshit, we can only capture them on streams now. We'll just keep catching them on streams, just kind of making like this some stream about like DIY fucking making like lights and crafts and stuff like that. Just like you're using oh God, you think you're gonna use a glue gun? You're a fucking idiot. You're a fucking idiot. Just yelling in his face.
Do you think it's like a sixth sense though, where they're just like standing right next to your face while you jerk off?
Some of my favorite ghosts. Yeah, I like to picture ghosts kind of that way. That's kind of, and I think they really cemented it. I'm trying to think of a movie before that. No, there was. That's kind of the old school way, but they cemented really good pops with close tension. Like, you didn't know where these ghosts were going to form. And the one under the bed is the best one, right? The one where they, obviously, that's
yeah,
the
no,
one that's like,
fuck me up.
You know what I mean?
What,
just pushes the box out.
Yeah,
like
no,
that.
Fuck that.
And you're like, yo.
Yeah, no, fuck that all day. Whose bit was it, Mulaney? Bit where he's like, it's more believable to men that Bruce Willis's wife just didn't talk to him for a full year,
right,
instead of believing that he was dead. It's so fucking funny. I think it's Mulaney's bit, right? I don't know whose bit that is, but it's a really good bit. It's somebody's.
I only got to watch his new special like once. So
it wasn't. This is older.
This
is an older bit.
Old.
This is an older bit, but it's. Gotcha. I think it's Mulaney, but that's just a. If it isn't, sorry, but that's gotcha. A very funny observation. It's like, oh yeah,
very fun bit.
Because, like, it's true. Every guy watched that movie. Even as a kid, I was, like, a child watching that. I was like, yeah, this fucking lady hates her husband. I get it. Like,
it's like... Oh, jeez. Trying to avoid that at all costs nowadays, I feel like. I'm trying to avoid, like, yeah. But by that, I mean being haunted by ghosts.
As you should.
What kind of ghost would you want to be haunted by? If you had a pick,
what do you
a
mean?
Run
well,
of
that's
the...
a very vague question.
I think I want a Civil War old school.
Oh, you mean like...
Yeah, like the trope. You know, like what kind of ghost? You want the scary kid? Because
no,
scary
no,
kid would
no,
be fun.
No,
too much
no,
for you?
Scariest one.
Okay.
That's the scariest
I like the scary kid because I feel like I'll become complacent. You can get used to a lot of crazy shit. And I feel like it'd be cool to have this creepy, dead-eyed, like, no eyes, like, bleeding from the mouth every once in a while. Because, well, I know, but it's going to heighten my jokes with them. You know what I mean? It's going to, like, I'm going to be able to go harder in the paint.
Super quick with it. It's like a working muscle. It's like, you'd be great on stage. Just with crowd work. No, that's the creepiest.
That or Civil War soldier. One of the two. And I mean, and he definitely fought for the Confederacy. That's why.
Well, of course.
Just because I want to bust his chops every day.
Union.
I just want to fuck with him every day. Just like, oh yeah, the losers in here get to haunt. All right, that's what the losers do. You lose and you haunt here, with you know what I mean. Just like constantly ribbing him about losing the fucking war. It's like, what did we say? No Confederate flags in the kitchen, right? Didn't we? Yes, we did. Okay. It upsets me when I cook, okay? And I'm making jerked chicken. So you know how that is.
I don't even know. I don't know. Because like, I'm trying to think like the least creepiest.
You're trying to go with the least creepiest.
What's a
the least creepy one, dude, by far. And I say this, it's the least creepy, but it's still creepy, but it's the least creepy, I think, is older dudes. Just some old dude. Like, it's, you know what I mean? They died in a house by themselves. Even though the Enfield poltergeist was technically like there was some of that, but like usually there's just grumpy old dudes pulling pranks, you know what I mean, on you. You might have some stuff, you know, placed in here, and then you hear like every once in a while,
like
that, you know what I mean? Well, I know,
but
it's the least, I think it's the best of both worlds for you.
Maybe.
And then you got a grandpa around. You got like a little disembodied grandpa
that
you get to hang with.
Grandpa. So
yeah.
Kind of
what if it's your grandpa?
Oh, wow.
Would that be happy if it was your grandpa? Because he's got nothing to do. He's bored. What do you mean? Why? He's got eternity.
Be a dick too.
Yeah, he's kind of, you know, you mess around, you do pranks, you know, you plant seeds in people's brains while they're sleeping to call their, you know, car a pony. You know what I mean? You do things that are out there. You play pranks on people.
I think old lady's one of the scariest too.
Well, see, that's what I was going to say. You don't want the, you don't want the old lady. Every once in a while, I mean, I'm surprised you didn't go with like a La Llorona, so even though she's very scary, but you could go with like
sexy
the
one?
Well, let's be honest. We're dipping into Lady of the Lake kind of territory there. You know what I mean? Not the folklore,
not
but
the shitty Shaman
Irish. You know, like green, the woman in green in Ireland. Like, you know, you have different ghosts where it's just kind of like, oops, you know, your lover hung himself in this castle, and then you poison yourself, and now you're just hot near a lake. I think that's probably up your alley.
Fuck, man. I was too fucking high and tired, and I should have fucking clipped it. Speaking of the live streaming thing, there's this fisherman on TikTok who live streams all the time. Like, he will just live stream, like, his night things and his night fish a lot.
Gotcha.
He live streamed one time, and he started hearing, like, screams and voices, like, coming from the ocean. Like, and like, you heard it real quick, and it sounded and said, like, jump in with me.
Oh.
And it was very creepy. Nice. And it was like a scream. Like a
siren song.
Yes, and it was like a... It was, I can't even replicate
I know,
like
it's,
the sound.
It
was
like
a very
like
high
distant,
pitch.
Distant, but it's high pitched at the same time? Yeah, right?
Yep. Okay. And the weird
what
thing
are they
is
saying?
Like,
jump in with me?
Jump in with me.
Yeah. So it's like, jump in with me! Like, it's like high.
But yes, that dude is actually very good. But then it was, are you a siren?
I might be.
And then, but then they were
I plan on retiring.
Then they were doing like high pitched, like a porpoise. They weren't porpoises, but that's the best thing I could say.
Oh, I would love to learn if porpoises started to fuck with us and just eating us alive. Like, they become one of our, like, top predators. Like, you just didn't see it coming. It's not sharks anymore.
The smallest of dolphins.
Fuck it. We're just beating porpoises to death out to sea because their siren songs are calling people to jump in with them. You know what I mean? That'd be great.
There was also, not paranormal, but another crazy fucking video. And this poor kid's dead, and it's actually horrifying. 18-year-old kid was on a cruise ship. And in the Bahamas, and they dared him to jump off. So the kid jumps off, pitch black, right off the side of the boat. So there's lights at the side of the boat, and people are screaming. Then you see now I've watched this video 100 times, and like you could probably pull it up and like watch it, but they slow it down. You see a fucking dorsal fin pop from the fucking water. Then you see that he sees something. So he starts fucking just turning and trying to swim, and then I swear to God, you see the shark head like pop from the water a little bit and grab this kid, and then gone.
Holy shit.
And it's very shitty footage because it's nighttime and it's like, you know, being filmed from like the top of a boat.
Right.
But like, you see it. Like, when they slow it down, like, you see the shark head, you see the like, you see it. You don't see him like get pulled, but like, you see. And that kid's 100% like, eaten by a shark.
Yeah.
And like, because he's dead. Like, he's gone. Like, this is like weeks ago this happened. But like, it's fucking horrifying. And that's why I don't go in the ocean.
Couple sharks just being like, I don't know, what do you want? I could go for like
dumb 18-year-old
dolphin. I could do dolphin. I could do, I don't know, what do you want to do? You want to do, seals are a pain. There's fucking a pain. They're up on the shore right now. It's like you hear a splash. They're like, did anybody order DoorDash? Did you guys? Like, you're just like, did you guys do? I mean, we'll eat it. You know, like
Dude, the worst. I told you the worst shark video I ever saw was the one in Australia. Like, that guy legitimately got eaten by a great white. Because usually, you know, shark attacks, they just get bit and they just bleed out to death. Like, you're not getting actually eaten. Like, this guy got straight eaten, like,
does
a lot.
Happen.
Like. And that's just by a great white, just, and you saw it, like, and the guys fishing were like, oh no, and like, yeah, what are you gonna do? Like, jump in there.
Best bet you catch the shark, try to cut him out of it, but that's pretty much it. I'm pretty sure he's gonna be chomped up. 20-foot
great white.
No, they're not anacondas, so
fuck that shit all day. Fuck the ocean, dude. Fuck the ocean so much.
I love the ocean, but because you love the ocean, you try to push out all the thoughts you have of being eaten alive.
I physically can't think of anything but that. Going in the ocean.
Yeah. Like, I stepped on, like, it wasn't a stingray, but there's also a skate, I think, is what I stepped on.
Yeah.
I think I stepped on a skate. Skate. It's not skate.
You should have pulled an ollie.
I should have. We're going to end soon, everybody. It's fine. We're going to wrap this episode up. But I did. And that shook me because all I saw was like, I felt sliminess when I stepped. And then, no joke, I like had it turn and I saw just a big black eye. But I'm in knee high water. So I knew it
doesn't
wasn't
matter.
Like, but I thought, but when I tell you, you saw me high knee it to the shore. You saw,
like
you,
Heisman
just, you saw, just,
well, dude, there was this video from Discovery Channel Shark Week like years ago where they were bull sharks, by the way, which are like the most aggressive shark. It goes bull, tiger, great white in that order. Yep. These scientists are just standing in knee high, waist high water with all these bull sharks swimming around, that's not that high of water.
Yeah,
and they just grab this guy by the calf, and just he just rips his whole calf out.
Fuck.
And they had to carry the guy out. I remember, you could watch this video for sure. It was on the Discovery Channel. And like they had to carry this guy out, and his calf is just gone.
Damn.
It's just muscles and tendon hanging from where his calf was. I was like, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Like, well, what else is going to happen?
I can't feel bad. Like,
right.
I can't. Like, you, all the information download, you go like, yeah, he shouldn't have been in there. Like,
right.
It's just bull shark, most aggressive. Like, it doesn't matter if they're in low water. Like, they have enough room to breathe.
No, they
so
were,
have
dude, they
to
were
eat.
Flying
like,
around. Like, they had 40 feet of water. It didn't
matter. You're, it's akin to like, I'm trying to think of like the human equivalent of like, it's as if mid bite, you tried to stick your finger in my mouth and pull it out before I bit you. Like, it's like, dude, you're dipping your finger in my, I'm gonna bite it.
Yeah,
like, what do you want? You're dipping your finger into their universe and being like, they're not gonna, what are the chances?
What are the chances?
Like,
the most
very high
in the world.
Yeah. Super high probability.
Probably high. Scientist. Marine
like,
biologist.
Like, I would almost get a tattoo over his now thing of just being like, yo, sharks are dangerous. Like, I would get like just a tattoo over the fucking flesh. It'd be like, don't go in sharks. Like, just it would just say that.
Dude,
wouldn't even say in the water. Don't go in sharks.
I always laugh at like people who are like, we kill more. It's like, you know, I get that.
Yeah, sure.
But comma, right? It's like, you know,
sure,
they're still super dangerous. Like, what the fuck are we talking about? Like,
I feel like we have some weird superiority. We're like, well, we kill these things all the time. Like, I'm like, yeah, I know, but your toesies are amongst
from a
them
boat with weapons.
Yeah, it's do you not understand
we're
strategic
not running
way
in there wrestling them into the beaches?
Like, so yeah, we kill alligators from a distance.
Right.
That's how we do it. Have you forgotten why humanity is humanity?
Right.
I don't understand.
We were able to kill things from distances. It's literally why we're
lob
awesome
a trebuchet at a shark. Do you know what I mean? Like, use some of your fucking instincts. Like, what are we
we're
doing?
We're the only creatures on the planet that could throw things with accuracy.
If you had to hip high water, we're going to release an animal, an aquatic animal of choice.
Ooh.
In a predator category,
right.
It has to be in a predator category.
Okay.
Into that tank. What are you going with?
Okay,
I feel
now
like I gave you some outs.
I could be a cunt here because you gave me technically like certain frogs are predators. You know what I'm saying?
Aquatic animal, true. Big ocean. It's got to be. It's got to be like an ocean. Star, you. I mean, a predator to us, Adam. Obviously.
Okay.
You wouldn't call something a starfish is not a predator
well,
to
I was
me.
Trying to find a loophole here, sir.
Yeah, I know. I could see you working your magic.
Yeah, I was working my brain hard. Okay. Fuck, dude.
I'm not
that's
even kidding
hard
with you. I think I would bet my 50-50 chance, and I know this is a bad idea. No. No. Not in a million years.
Crocodiles are way more
that's like
hard
my biggest fear. Like, no.
Well,
I would
I
not.
Think crocs are more vicious than alligators.
Yes. I mind you, here's the thing. I think I would, well, you know what now? The crocs, at least I've seen on, like, TV how to try to get over on an alligator or a croc.
Okay, but crocodiles
taking their
can
back
get to 20 feet long.
Exactly, hence the
alligators,
problem.
But I say alligators are smaller,
sure,
usually. And there's
okay, you're working it out. Don't, you know, but
I'm trying to figure it out.
I'm going
to
go kill a whale and go big. I'm going to go big and strong and go hopefully
on,
free
on
willy.
I'm vetoing your answer. No. I'm vetoing your answer, and
you know
I'll tell
what?
You why. You gave me – they're not predators to us. They've killed zero people outside of captivity. Doesn't count. Doesn't
okay,
count.
Well, this is in captivity because it's in a tank. I just told you it's in a tank. It's waist high, so it's got to be an animal that's a waist high. I told you it was in a tank, so it's obviously in captivity. I'm getting it fresh from SeaWorld. It's pissed.
Oh,
all
dude,
right.
That thing's going to
– it's so mad. It knows about
– dude, great whites are scared of them.
It knows about blackfish. It knows all
oh,
about
dude,
it.
Then you're a psychopath.
It's so angry.
Absolutely not. I'm not going.
I'm going
against,
in. I think I'm going to try to bond with
it. Till it coming. Till it coming.
Till it coming. which is kind of like what I would say like when my death will be. It's going to be till it coming. It's going to be until it coming.
No, dude. No way. If you're going with that stipulation where they're kind of sentient.
I'm going
sentient
in.
Sentient killer
whale. I
think
I can. I think I have enough love in my heart for aquatic animals that I will try to ride it, and we will become friends. And then I will do the
no way.
I will do the wonderful.
Okay, water monitor, lizard monitor. No, minor. Yeah. Nice. Komodo dragon. No, Komodos aren't aquatic. Fuck.
You're really putting. You're really not doing. Comedic game is really getting.
I know.
You're really
I was trying,
trying
to think
to
of
do
outside
one.
Of shark or alligator.
You're not making
boring.
It fun at all.
I was trying to think of a funny animal, a different fun animal that we could say. Shark's
waist
not
height for you, which would be funny. For me, I think you would go with something that's a natural predator. I'm surprised you don't go like big and try to go with something that's an alligator or a crocodile. But I also can see you trying to really fight or try to become friends with something like, you know, like a hammerhead.
No,
you know what I mean?
No,
like,
I
don't know. Hammerheads are kind of in
to
between.
Befriend. I need a mammal to befriend. That's a problem.
Okay.
Because lizards, they don't have friend brains.
Sure.
Birds don't have friend brains. Well, crows do. Outside of crows, they don't. So, like,
okay.
I need something to bond with. I need something I could touch heads with and be like, we're one.
Right.
I gotta do right. one of this. I gotta do one of these.
Yeah.
I do one of those with it. And that's how we form a bond. I do that with my dog every day.
Unfortunately, dolphins are out, so you can't. It's not a predator. So I'm sorry.
Well, neither. First of all, killer whales are dolphins, and you already. And you.
Well, I went with killer whale, so that's why I'm.
Yeah, well, that should account.
It's got killer in the name. I mean, I'm.
It does have killer in the name.
Well, that was kind of a bit that didn't go anywhere. That's fun.
Well, you know the problem is. I can't think of, like, other water predators outside of, like, four animals.
True.
Okay. How about, like, a...
Hippo. Go hippo.
Fuck, dude. That, I mean, no way
bold,
hippo.
Yeah. Be bold. Go hippo.
There's a bold
no, like,
movie,
one of the good ones. One of the ones that...
baby hippo?
No, I was thinking you want go to the ones that are in Colombia. Go to the ones that Pablo Escobar had.
Ooh, cocaine hippo.
Yeah, cocaine hippos.
Ooh.
You would get along with cocaine hippos. That's like up your alley. Think of all the fucking great TikToks you'd have.
Like,
you just live in that pond. You
ride that into battle.
Yeah. That'd be good.
Why didn't that happen?
I feel like the hippo part made people get away from it. The cocaine thing they're in for, but then the hippo part, they're like, I don't know if I should get in the water with it. That's just my guess.
I feel like people should have... use hippo battle more off. Like, they're, like, indestructible. Also, rhinos. Why didn't people ride rhinos into battle more often?
Do you think that there are just scientists that, like, there's got to be certain animals that we've just given up on trying to befriend? And I think hippos and a lot
of... badgers.
Right? Like, I've never heard of a hippo in the wild, or, I mean, in captivity, that's, like, super sweet. Like, usually
no,
they just stay away from it.
I did see a security guard slap one in the face and make it go back in its cage, though, which is pretty funny. Like, this hippo was, like, crawling out of its enclosure, and security guard was like, yeah, boom. And he's like, all right. Just, like, waddle back in there. So
okay,
maybe captivity ones are kind of pussies.
He santed it to Mrs. Closet. Okay.
Yeah, 100%.
Gave it a little slap on
what's
the
up.
Nose.
He gave it a little bit of December's business, if you catch my drift.
Love, we worked in a lot of some wonderful pageantry of, like, now Santa in our world is a domestic abuser.
And that's the bit forever now.
From December 1st to December 31st is, unfortunately, just lighten up. Well, okay, I got you. That makes sense. And just lighten up Mrs. Claus, and she's also into it because she's into BDSM. So it's a nice, it's all.
And elves are slaves, and reindeer are abused. These reindeer are abused.
We really do. Justice for elves, I'm going to say. Oh, really? Okay.
I don't really care.
Let's end the pod there. It's a good look for you. Adam. Adam Nutter. Okay with elf slavery.
Yeah. Yes.
Into Mordor as well? Would you enslave
elf
the
elf slavery. Adam. Those elves were handsome and tall. I'm thinking.
Wow. We're seeing a lot of.
Yeah.
Now we've got a problem. Adam Nutter has a problem with little people. Wow.
Yeah.
That's really what this has become.
Yeah.
Is it because you're taller than them and we know your problem with your height and that you're
I don't like
taller
how you said, first of all, I don't like how you said that because people who don't know us. No, shut up. People who don't know us. Shut up. People who don't know us. That by you saying that implies I'm short and I'm 6 feet tall. So I'm not. So by you saying that implies something that's not true.
I think you implying with your choices, elves are slaves. Elves in the Lord of the Rings universe are tall and pretty, so they're fine.
They are.
I think we're figuring out some things here.
Are you telling me Orlando Bloom isn't a dime piece as Legolas in fucking Lord of the Rings? Tall and handsome.
That's not the point. We've revealed that Adam is... Elves is fine.
I'm a height supremacist.
Short elves is an issue. They're not short kings over there. It's not short king elves. It's real.
Gotta be at
slaves.
Least six
wow.
foot to ride this coaster.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why myself gay in that.
This roller coaster tycoon? What are you doing?
I don't know why myself sexually.
We know little people too. It's funny that you're dissing them. Wow.
Who do we know?
It's been another great episode. No, it's been a great episode. It's been a
I'm not friends with that person anymore.
No, you're not, I think. Good ep ended with some light little person hate. I didn't sign off on it, but it's nice that Adam did. No, it's good. It's fun. Elves, we distinguish. I have no. It's not even July. We're doing like mid Christmas shit. It's not even. But it's nice. We'll circle back. Well, this has been a fun app, buddy. I hope you enjoy the rest of your week, dude.
I'll see you Friday.
I will see you Friday. Come out to those shows, drop10.com/events. Check us out on all this shit and all that cool stuff. And we love you. And another day in the call, people. Adam Rutter, Neil Wood. I'll see you later.
Bye.
By the renewing of your mind.
The recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
This has been a Drop Tent Media production.